This is an executive summary of 721 exchanges and non-traded rights, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When you do a 721 exchange, or reach a right via the DST bridge, the right you transition into may be a non-traded right, which differs in important ways from a publicly traded one. A non-traded right's shares aren't listed on a stock exchange, so it has limited liquidity, typically through periodic redemption programs rather than market trading. Its value is determined by periodic valuations rather than market pricing, and it often has distinct, sometimes higher, fees. These features significantly affect your experience as a 721 investor, especially your liquidity and the transparency of your holdings value. Understanding non-traded rights is essential if your 721 exchange transitions into one. Regulators like FINRA have specifically cautioned investors to review non-traded rights carefully. This guide explains non-traded right liquidity and valuation, the fees, the trade-offs, and the due diligence. Many 721 exchanges transition into non-traded rights, so understanding them is important for 721 investors. A non-traded right is a right whose shares aren't listed on a public stock exchange, unlike a publicly traded right, whose shares trade on the market. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.